Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. We are broadcasting live from Champ Camp, the NovaCare Complex, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. And how about during the break here, Jordan Mailata fixes our RV.
Yeah, he does. He's getting a little steamy
in here.
He fixed the AC.
He's the only one who could reach the fan that we got at the top of the roof.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
We didn't know what was going on. Jordan Mailata, though, he's the only guy that could reach it anyway.
Yeah,
but doing us a favor in here. But he's an interesting guy to talk to, Hugh.
He likes busting
your chops a little bit.
He's one of my favorite mans, and that's what we do. We're on the show, and you know, he likes to be transparent, and he's just an overall good dude, man. He's just an overall good dude, and I enjoy talking to him every time that we get a chance to talk. I really do.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. And thank you to Jordan Mailata. Thank you to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. For joining us on the show today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You heard that music coming back from break. Rest in peace to Hulk Hogan, who passed away this morning. Hugh.
Yeah.
You a big Hulkster fan?
I was. You know what, TK? I hate that you asked me this. Now I got to answer
the question. Oh, boy. What did I just do?
I mean, I used to be a Hulk Hogan fan until I found out he didn't like black people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. He didn't seem to be a great guy.
It hurt my heart, but I was like, hey, yeah, oh, well. I mean, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Well, the kind words.
He ain't like black people.
Mean, rest in peace.
No, I'm just saying. He ain't like black people.
I don't even know where to go with that.
I'm just saying. You shouldn't ask me.
Yeah.
Because I was going to answer.
You know, that is bad judgment. That was bad judgment on my part. I should have seen where that was going.
You asked me in the break, and I told you, but then you asked me on the air, and I had
to tell
you.
Well, he played the song. I had to say something.
Because Kyle knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Kyle knew what he was doing.
Kyle was provoking things. Kyle knew where things were going.
And then he acts like, oh, I can't believe you. You can believe it. You believe it. You believe it because you knew what I was going to say.
Kyle just loves pushing the buttons. He's like a little puppeteer there.
That's his job.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, damn it, why Kyle play that music?
Yeah.
He did it.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But things we're talking about today, talking about the Eagles, obviously, and as we're down to training camp today, and whether you think they are going to need to throw the ball more next year. I do. I just think this is a part of the game in the NFL where you need to evolve year to year. And I think the best example is the Chiefs the last few years. As you look at the Chiefs and the different iterations of them going back to like 2018, 2019, it started off they had Tyreek Hill. They were like an explosive passing team.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, they move on from Tyreek Hill. They become more of a running team. This year they were more of a dink and dunk team. I think part of that, a big part of it, is because of the way defenses, you know, kind of adjust and defend them. And they started taking away those other things. It makes you adjust. And I'm not saying to come out and not use Saquon Barkley. That would be stupid. Like, that would be ridiculous. But I think as defenses have time to study, they have time to see what you did well, how you're going to attack them, they're going to attack you. And they're going to take things away. And I just think when you look at this team, they're going to need to be more of a passing team next year to have the same kind of offensive success as a whole.
I think it's going to be dictated on how you're attacked. Like, going into the games, I'm pretty sure that a lot of teams are going to look at the Eagles, and they're going to try to stop Saquon. Now, this is where I think you need to evolve and thrive, is how you get the ball to your playmakers. Because at the end of the day, TK, the bottom line is this. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. And how you do that is going to, you know, depend, like, that's going to give you your success. When I think about the Kansas City Chiefs, the first couple years they were winning Super Bowls, they did it with the air attack. And then one year, Pacheco was a big factor in that.
Yep.
It's all about how the league tries to stop you, right? And I feel like with the success that Saquon had, look at it like this, TK. Look at each individual team that you're going to play this year, right? And look at their personnel. I'm a little bit more familiar with the Rams personnel because that was the one that, you know, played them not too far long ago. And I know that the Rams have the Eagles circled because they want that get back, you know, in the way that they play them in the playoffs.
Yep.
They're a smaller defensive line up front They get after the quarterback, though. They're fast. They're quick. They get after the QB. And when you see in that first game, they got mauled. They got mauled. And I'll never forget that. And in the second game, they played a lot better, but they still weren't able to cap the run like they wanted to.
Right.
Now, it was a much better game because their offense played a lot better. But that's what you look at. Like, look at it individually from our offensive line standpoint and the teams that you're playing against. And I'm using that team because, like I said, I'm more familiar with it. Across the line, they're probably average 280 pounds,
mm-hmm.
maybe. You know, when you talk about the edge rusher they have over there, the young tackle that they had that stepped in. I can't think of his name right now. But they had some young players that stepped in. They played well. They got after the quarterback well. But physically, when you line those 280-pound average guys against our 300-plus physically fit, like guys that can pull and run and things like that, that's a mismatch. And you should play to your strength in that situation.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Because every team is not built. And that's just one example.
Right.
But and I would even say the Raiders, when you look at the way that they're built, just off the top of my head, they're not a bigger – one of the bigger defenses in the NFL. Like, so you maul those little guys.
Right.
You maul them.
I just think, you know, when you look at the schematic part of it, I think defenses are going to load the box a little more. I think they're going to try to take Saquon, or at least limit Saquon a little more. I certainly, from a physical perspective, and I'm not going to lie, seeing Jordan Mailata makes me think twice because, I mean, that dude's monstrous. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody can get past him ever. But, yeah, I just think the way defenses are going to defend, it's going to be a little different this year. So if you want to get on that, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles need to throw the ball more this year? And also, with the Phillies, talking about the Phillies and Jesus Luzardo last night, how concerned are you about him at this point? Last night's the first time with him where I've slammed the panic button down. You look at Luzardo, and, you know, he had a couple bad starts in early June, I guess, starting with that one at the very end of May against Milwaukee. Kind of got it together, had that really good start on Sunday night against the Mets, and you felt like, okay, maybe he's back, but lately, just a lot of these blow-up innings. And last night, he had a no-hitter. He had a 5-run lead and then gives up 6 in the top of the fifth. Hard to trust. And I want to know how concerned you are about him at this point. I'm really concerned, and I think this makes Aaron Nola's return that before looked like maybe a luxury, much more of a necessity now than it seemed to be previously. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to OG Wade. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
What up, man?
Hey, listen, I'm listening to you guys, and the answer to your question, TK, is no, they do not have to throw the ball to win this year or change anything. I think it would be a huge mistake if you come into a season and you start playing to the fear of what other teams might have done to stop you. The smart thing would be wait until they stop what it is that you do best, and then you make adjustments. The beauty about this team, and Jalen said something last year that no one caught. Everybody was talking about how they were winning. It didn't look good. He said winning is going to look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look. And then yesterday he said something that was more profound than in his 5 years of being here, and every time I heard him speak, he says that, I went a very long time being told I've got to do it a certain type of way. He said, that didn't get me the win when I did it the way that everybody wanted me to do it. You can forget about Jalen Hurts trying to prove people that he can throw for 4,000 yards.
But this is
stuff.
The thing. But wait, this is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's about Jalen trying to prove anybody wrong. This isn't about proving anything to anybody. This is about the way that's best to attack defenses based on the way they're going to attack you.
Right. But, TK, wouldn't you wait until they make that attack and try to – because, frankly, if you look at all the games that we played, no one – the Eagles are able to beat you in a multitude of ways. It's like pick your poison. If you try to stop the run, they're going to throw and win. If you try to stop the pass, they're going to run and win. The key to this here is defenses come in to do one thing with the Eagles. you want to basically make them take time because you're expecting the quarterback to make a mistake. That hasn't happened. And then you're expecting the run to take longer for you to score. Saquon's taking it to the house on one drive, you know. So now defenses is like, what the hell did we do?
Well, that's the thing, Wade. With a year of kind of tape to have, because let's face it, going into last year, the league didn't have tape on what Saquon would look like in the Eagles' offense. I'm not telling you he's not going to be effective. He's Saquon Barkley. It's a great offensive line. He's still going to be effective. But I think the odds are significantly against this running game being as good as it was last year. Like, it was historically great last year.
Let me share something with you, TK. Since Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles have never, ever struggled to run the ball. Saquon brought a different, like, he was like, he's special. So he's bringing you, like, the icing on the cake. Whereas, though, the other running backs we had, because of Jalen's threat to run the ball, teams can't even think about stopping Saquon unless then you're going to get hurt with Jalen. So I'm just saying, I'm just here to tell you that you're never, ever going to be able to stop the Eagles' run game, ever.
Well, I hear you, Wade, and I appreciate the call. I don't think it's that simple. Like, I don't think it's that simple where you're just going to be able to do the exact same thing. Like, typically in the NFL, we've seen it with even the best teams. You can't just do the same thing year over year and get the same results. Even the Chiefs, you know, even the Patriots.
Yes, it's going to really be a little bit of a slog. It's going to be a slog, but you have to stay committed to it. I remember being in games, man, especially against Pittsburgh Steelers, because that's what I'm thinking about. Like, Jerome Bettis, you know, the first half of the game, he didn't rush for like 10 yards. Second half of the game, that's when he went off. And that's what it used to be. That's what the running game used to be. Used to run the ball. No success. But when you came back to it, that's when it paid huge dividends. I don't think that with the running back that you have that, you know, you need to get completely away from that. You know, when you throw the football, three things can happen. Two of them are bad. That's a fact. Two of them are bad. So giving the ball to Saquon Barkley, keeping defenses honest, it's going to open up the passing game, but you have to run the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think anyone's saying that they're going to stop the Eagles' run game.
Right.
But the reality is they're probably going to make it a little harder for you.
No, they are. No question. But this is where it's all about how you feel about what you're saying. And it feels like when you say the Eagles need to pass more, like they need to just come in and be like, damn the torpedoes, throwing the ball all over the field. That's not what's going to get you. That's not what teams are going to defend against.
And that's all. That's not what I'm saying, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'm saying I just think it needs to be a little more balanced than
I think there would be some evolution. But, for me as a player, why – If the teams that you're playing against can't stop it, why stop doing it? You know what I remember? My fault, Kyle. But I remember when I was talking to Coach Mangini one time, a couple years ago, when we used to both work at ESPN. I said, dog, why are the Patriots so good? He said, because we run a handful of plays, and we run them well, and we run them. We'll run the same play from different formations until you stop it. And when you stop it, we'll run another play. And we'll run that out of different formations until you stop it. And then we'll come back to the other play. Like, all this, when people are talking about all these different exotic plays, no, dog, that's not necessary. That is not necessary. Do what you do best. And the way that you have success, you get to what you do best by running different formations, confusing defense. When you watch football on Sunday, you know where plays are made from? Mistakes. Like, that's when you get guys moving, mm-hmm. especially on the defensive side of the ball, you're trying to see how they're going to defend what you're trying to do, and you're hoping that somebody misses their assignment. That's the simplest way I can put it. So, say if we want to run the ball, right, but they're loading the box. Okay, Let's take Saquon out of the backfield, right? Let's stemmy. Let's motion him to the slot. Who goes with him? Running back. Linebacker. Linebacker probably 230 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get him on a wheel route running up the seam, the receiver run off the corner, and you get him one-on-one with a linebacker, who do you like in that matchup?
Probably Saquon.
That's a running play. Like that's the equivalent of a running play.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I see. Because
that's how Big Red used to do it. Brian Westbrook had 2,000 all-purpose yards. One of his best years as an Eagle. Because he was doing stuff like that. Because Big Red looked at running plays, like some of those passing plays, little screens, as running plays.
I also think some of the reason why that offense continued to improve, though, is they did evolve. You know, it did kind of change over the years. But as it transitioned less from Donovan being a running quarterback and more into using the running backs out of the passing game, then getting a top-flight receiver, those offenses changed.
Just put it this way. If you're a defensive coordinator this offseason, and you're looking at the Eagles, right? Which everybody is. They're the Super Bowl champs. Everyone's thinking, how can we stop the Eagles and their offense? What's the first thing you're doing? They're probably all going to stack the box. Now, whether or not you think that we can win still that way just by running it down their throat or Jalen bombs away or not, that's an entirely separate conversation. We're basically asking, like, what do you think the defense is going to dictate to the Eagles next year? Do you think it's going to result in them having to throw the ball more? Or do you think, or not? I think the answer to that is pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if defenses didn't come out looking to stop the run first.
Most defenses aren't going to be equipped to stop it.
And they might not be. That remains to be seen. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. He'll give us a training camp report, and we'll get his take on what the Eagles' attack should be offensively next year. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.